A fellow evangelist once told me he had a friend and he lost his friend because his best friend had a poison in the blood. He'd visited his friend in the hospital because he was dying. The doctors couldn't help him. He had a poison in his blood and it had spread too far in his body, and his friend was dying because of that poison in his blood. Well, you don't have to look too far into the history of man to learn that man has a poison in his blood. Ever since in Eden's fair garden, Adam turned his back on God and his face towards sin, there has fallen the fearful words from God Almighty himself. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. Ever since the fall of Adam, man has had a poison in his blood. Listen, friend, your nature is cursed. Did you know that? Old Adam is under a curse, and we are all sons of Adam. I was named after my father, but more than that, when I was born of my father, I was born in the flesh, and he bequeathed to me what he was in the flesh, in the likeness of Adam, in the natural birth. And the natural man cannot understand the things of God because he is blind and deaf and dead in sin, because he enters this world with a poison in his blood, which is a ruined nature and a bent towards sin. I'll never forget, I stopped in a town in Illinois on a Sunday to buy gas, and as soon as I got out of my car, I heard the most abusive, foul language all around me. The man in front of me, putting gas in his car, was cursing loudly, taking God's name in vain. A woman on the other gas pump alongside me had one of the filthiest mouths I'd ever heard. It seemed like everyone standing outside that day under the bright sunshine was poisoning the very atmosphere itself with their foul profanity. Everyone was either cursing one another or damning God. And even as I was pulling away, a woman pulled out in front of me in her van, rolled down her window, and with a red angry face, she gave me the middle finger. A van pulled up beside me with life-size photos of completely naked women painted on its sides. I looked around. I couldn't believe it. I looked for a police officer, for surely, I thought, on a Sunday, a van driving around with pornography on it had to be against the law. But nobody cared. Nobody was shocked but me. For a moment, I felt I had driven into the very borders of hell itself. How could an entire town be so profane, so ungodly, so openly wicked? I'll tell you why, friend, because that small town is like every big city in America, because man has a poison in his blood, and it spews out in profanity and obscenity and lewdness. Oh, why is the city you live in so vile and wicked? Why is it they can drink enough booze on Saturday night to drown the entire city? Why do the people out here tonight go into a bar and look for a sex partner for the evening and wake up with a stranger in the morning? Why? Because they have a poison in the blood. Why is half the nation living together in sin and not in holy matrimony? Because of the poison in their blood. Why is man with man and woman with woman? Because of a poison in the blood. My Bible speaks of this poison in the blood of the corrupt nature of man. In Job we read, how much more abominable and filthy is man which drinketh iniquity like water. That means man can't get enough of sin. He drinks it like water. Why do most single women today have the morals of an alley cat. How can they go out in public, half naked, in broad daylight, and never blush? Because they got a poison in their blood. How can you tell a lie so easily and not feel any remorse? Did you, friend, tell a lie this week? Did you? Did you lie about work? Did you lie about your health? Did you lie about a relationship? Did you tell an untruth? Telling a lie is a grievous sin to God Almighty, who says Satan is the father of lies. Do you lie to your children? Do you lie to your spouse? Do you lie to your co-workers? When lies fall from our lips so easily, it's because we have a poison in the blood. Have you cheated somebody recently? Have you been dishonest with them? Have you stolen what didn't belong to you? Poison in the blood. Poison in the blood. How can you watch the most vile and ungodly entertainment and enjoy it? Poison in the blood. Poison in the blood. How can you turn to sin time and time again? Poison in the blood. You turn to sin like a dog returning to its vomit. How can you like live in a hog walla, a hog walla sin and iniquity, get dirty and filthy and enjoy it? I'll tell you why, friend, because of a poison in the blood. Why do you hate that person so that every time you see them, you seethe with anger? Poison in the blood. How can you walk around with such bitterness built up inside of you? Why do you have such a unforgiving heart? A poison in the blood. Why are your thoughts at times like a nest of vipers full of lust and adultery? Poison in the blood. Why did God have to drown the entire world to save Noah and his family? Because poison in the blood. Because the thoughts were only wicked continually. Poison in the blood. Why did God rain hell out of heaven and burn up Sodom and Gomorrah in the cities of the plain? And they called Lot and said to him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them. Poison in the blood. Poison in the blood. Jesus came into this world doing good, healing the sick, giving sight to the blind, feeding the hungry. Yet what happened? A wicked man cried, away with him, and nailed him to a cross. After the Roman soldiers mocked him, beat him, spit on him, they dragged him to a cross, where they drove nails into his hands and feet, and every stroke of the hammer was an exclamation point, crying, that man has a poison in the blood, poison in the blood, poison in the blood. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Jesus was the perfect Son of God who shed his blood for the sins of the world. There was no poison in his blood. He knew no sin. Yet on that cross, he became sin for us. Look at that blessed man on the cross, friend. See him there with his arms outstretched, beckoning you to come to him. Look at that man on the cross. Look at that bloodstained Savior for sin as he squirms beneath the weight of sin. Your sins nailed him there. My sins pierced his holy hands and feet. Our wretched, filthy sins. Poison in the blood. Poison in the blood. But there's good news, friend. There is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. The cross is the place where men sought to get rid of him, but by his death, it becomes the place where his saving power flows out to all who come in repentance confessing they are sinners and own them as their Savior and Lord. Come to Him now, friend, admitting you are a lost sinner in need of a Savior. Listen to this gospel call. Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Get your sins under Christ's blood, friend. Jesus is the only remedy for sin.